www.thebrewingclub.com. Tune to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. No Congressman Cranbert today where there are talk radio town hall. That has been rescheduled for tomorrow due to some things coming up in Washington. And we're going to talk in just a few moments with North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannabut, on their decision to move forward with an initiated measure to reform property taxes. One quick phone call. Scott was waiting over the break. Scott, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
See, North Dakota, South Dakota thing. I'd rather have the jobs and everything, but you got to look at, too, is we're the second largest oil producer. We have a sales tax, income tax, and a property tax. We're the only one of the top five that has all three, and North Dakota doesn't have an income tax, and their sales tax is lower. So
South Dakota doesn't have a sales tax.
When I retire, I will take up South Dakota residency because I won't have to pay the sales tax.
Yeah, I think Scott meant to say South Dakota does not have the income tax.
And, yeah, South Dakota doesn't have the income tax. We have all three, we're the second largest oil producer in the country, and out of the top five, we're the only one that has all three. It don't make sense. We need to get rid of the property tax or the income tax or whatever. The state isn't a bank. The government was never meant to be a bank. I mean, yeah, have a reserve fine or whatever, but...
Scott, do you have a preference on
which... That's my opinion.
Scott, do you have a preference on which you'd like to see go away? Would it be the income tax or the property tax?
Well, the property tax to me, because it hurts the lower income, and especially the elderly and stuff more than anything, they got to pay it no matter what. The sales tax, you know, you can argue you don't have to buy this, don't have to buy that, whatever. I mean, if I'm going to buy a truck, I bought my last truck in Oregon, I happen to have residency out there, and I didn't have to pay $4,000 in sales tax on it. But I just think the property tax is the one that needs to go.
Well, I did the same thing, actually. I bought a truck when I was living in Oregon before I moved back, probably about a year and a half before I moved back. I still have Oregon plates on that truck, so if somebody wants to stop by the radio station and give me a ticket, go ahead, because I'm not paying sales tax on that vehicle when I was an Oregon resident. This is a huge bone of contention for me.
Another thing with that, when I bought my new truck in Oregon, I did the same thing you did. The license plates was good for 4 years out there, and I only paid like $100 for it.
I wanted Oregon plates or North Dakota plates when I moved back to North Dakota, and they wanted to ding me for sales tax. And when I was an Oregon resident and purchased that vehicle in Oregon, I've gone around with the tax department on this. That's BS. It's a different soapbox, though.
And that's insanity.
I feel your pain.
That's insanity too, because they should prorate. If I'm in the state, move back here, and I'm in 6 months, and I already paid it in the state, and I was driving there that for 6 months, I should only have to pay 6 months. It's a ripoff. It's double taxation.
Well, a perfect segue into our topic of discussion. Scott, appreciate the call, and if others have an opinion on the what ought to go, property taxes, income taxes, and what reforms ought to be put in place, so welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Head of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Pete Hannabut, is here. Pete, how are you doing?
Fabulous, thank you.
Appreciate you joining us today to tell us a little bit about a recent decision by the North Dakota Farm Bureau to proceed on an initiated measure for property tax reform. Talk about this effort, the decision, and give us the basics on this.
Sure. Well, at our House of Delegates, our members decided that we would come up with a four-tiered plan that would start with an initiated measure to take before the people of North Dakota. And there are four, as I say, tenets to that plan. If you'd like me to tick through them, I will.
Please do.
The first is to change the reference to of mills to dollars. We feel that nobody understands the way things are assigned to mills and the tenth of a cent and all those things. And so it's a confusion that we think some openness to the system so people understand that we're talking dollars and not some subset of dollars would bring some openness to the system. Secondly, we talk about baseline budgeting in our initiative. We want to allow the people to be involved in the process, and we think that this will stop what I'll call the blame game between units of government or political subdivisions. You know, the way things are now, everybody can blame everybody else. Legislature can blame assessors, auditors, schools. Schools, auditors, assessors can blame the legislature. Everybody can say it's somebody else that's raising your taxes, when in reality, you know, maybe there's a combination of things that need to be worked on. And so we feel that baseline budgeting, starting every, you know, every biennium with the that will bring some openness to the process as well, and not allow people to say, you know, this group or that group raised my taxes specifically. Next is to establish a fund through which property tax credits are paid to political subdivisions. This kind of happens now in reality. The state gives a credit up to $4,000, you know, that happens already in regular practice, and so we feel like we ought to make that part of the code. And then lastly, consolidation of tax levies. You know, the funds out in the countryside are divided into, I'll say, buckets. You know, you have a bucket that has the gravel fund. You have a bucket that has the snow removal fund and every other fund that the a unit of government, a political subdivision would use. And that's all fine, well, and good. And maybe there was some good reason for that in the past so that you saw how much was being allocated into each fund. The problem comes when, for example, if you didn't use all your gravel fund, you're not allowed, as a local unit of government, to move that money from that fund into the snow removal fund if you needed it. And so each year, because of that, each year, then, you know, the budget increases across the board, say 2%, 5%, whatever it is, without an adjustment for, well, we didn't use much of that fund last year, so let's not increase it. Just everything seems to go up. And so we feel like consolidation of those levies will allow the managers, county commissioners, of local units of government to be better managers and give them some flexibility that is needed in the system. And so we feel like all these things will allow the citizens of the state to have the opportunity at primary election time to vote on their local budgets. We don't want to say that people can't choose to raise their budgets and raise their taxes, therefore, if there are things that are needed, but we also feel like that the citizens ought to have some input into, you know, how much their taxes are going to go up and who's raising their taxes and why, and to be able to justify that. You know, the state a while back put in $1 billion into tax relief, and I have not heard, and maybe it has happened, but I have not heard of very many people that have seen that relief come up. It's been used up somewhere through the chain of command and all, and so we feel that you know, this effort that we're promoting for an initiated measure is well needed. Obviously, Proposition 2 failed last time, so there is not the the political will to do away with property taxes completely at this point. The governor has come to the party, I'll say, by appointing his task force. We'd say, you know, come on in. We've been talking about it for a long time. Welcome to the party. But, you know, we feel that this measure is a better approach than having yet another task force to study a problem that most people at least have a handle on the idea that it's not working. We need to reform the system, not just study it again and push the rope down the road.
One comment, one question. Comment I would just pass along to you that actually just got our property tax a statement and saw a 25% reduction, biggest reduction yet. Just a personal story. I've heard that from a few others. So there are some silver linings to those that rubber finally hitting the road. Just one
great to hear.
Second of all, on the question, what you've described seems like a great bit of sunshine and a simplification. How will it lead to lowering property taxes?
Well, I think it engages the citizens in the process. Now the citizens, I get the impression the citizens have a feeling of being left out. You don't understand the way the system works because of the mills. You don't get to have some input when the counties pass their budgets. When counties come up with their budgets, it's not like there's an opportunity often for people to say, you know, this is not justified, this increase or that increase. And so we feel that it brings some openness to the process by you know, starting with a baseline budget every year, for example. If you ended your year with budget X, then you start with budget X and you have to justify the increase going forward. And so that openness in the process allows the citizens at primary election time to say yes or no to tax increases, and it puts the ownership on that on the political subdivisions to justify the increase in taxes.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannabut. Do you like what you're hearing? Reform versus relief side of this. Are you liking what the Farm Bureau is putting together? We'd like to hear from you and your questions for Dave Hannabut. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dave, when we come back, I want to ask you about this task force a little bit, and if it is a legitimate shot at controlling property taxes in North Dakota, or if it's just smoke and mirrors, and what your take on that is. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay any time between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides from the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself. We know you'll be pleased. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends, from the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan. I'm Scott Hinnan, along with Steve Bakken. Of course, also welcome listeners on all of our affiliates all across the Northern Plains, from KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag out of Fargo, Moorhead. Glad to have you aboard today. We're chatting with Pete Hannabut, who is the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and they have proposed an initiated measure, which voters would ultimately go thumbs up or thumbs down on, that have four tenets that would reform and and ultimately add a little sunshine, a little bit of clarity to the simplify the process of how property taxes ultimately are charged to the citizens of North Dakota. If you like this idea, don't like the idea, let us know what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So your question, Steve, was on the task force that the governor set up, right?
Yeah, Pete, when you start looking at the task force the governor's put together, is this reactionary to the other measure, too, that's coming back, according to all indications, and to what the North Dakota Farm Bureau is doing with their potential initiated measure to get some reform for property taxes? Do you feel that the governor's task force is reactionary rather than pro-actionary?
Well, I don't know if I can speak for all the governor's motivations in the process, but I feel that the governor's task force does not necessarily get to the root of the problem in any meaningful way just by looking at those that have been placed on the task force. It seems to me, and it seems to a lot of us, that a lot of these folks are folks who they have skin in the game is for keeping the system the way it is, versus those who would like to see some openness in the system that would allow property taxpayers, by and large, big property taxpayers, to at least see some meaningful reductions in their property taxes and some justification on future increases in their property taxes. When you have so many people that are part of those political subdivisions that depend on property taxes and the current system, when you depend on those folks to be your sounding board, we feel that the governor's task force is maybe a little off base in where it needs to go.
Was there any contact from the governor's office? We heard from the Empower the Taxpayer people with a measure, too. They were a little upset that nobody from their side was on that task force. Was the Farm Bureau contacted? Were there any hands reached out to get your take with an initiated measure and possibly have some input on the task force?
There has been some discussion back and forth, and I think both sides are being very gracious in the matter, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we are on the same page. The ultimate goal might be the same, but we are not having the same tack on how we get to that ultimate goal, and so we didn't have a whole lot of input from the governor's office before our delegate session when the House of Delegates voted on our initiated measure, and there was some back and forth after that, before the task force was announced, and so there has been some communication back and forth, but it doesn't mean that we've weighed in from both sides to start putting input into the task force.
All right, let's take some calls here from folks that want to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Mike in Jamestown for North Dakota Farm Bureau's Pete Hannabut. Go ahead.
I wouldn't support this measure if it's going to be a baseline budget. Go up 6% a year. We'll be back in the same boat in a few years. It just needs to be abolished, funded a different way.
Pete, what's your take on concern on the baseline budgeting side of this?
I feel like the baseline budgeting starts us with the idea that the citizens can say, no, that increase next year is not appropriate. And so I feel like that, you know, I understand where he's coming from, that he implies or infers that it will automatically go up, and we feel like starting with a baseline budget means that it will not go up every year without a positive reinforcement from the citizens at the primary election time. And so I feel it's just the opposite, that his take on it is that it will go up automatically, and we feel like it stops that from happening the way it does now.
Mike, anything else? He's gone. Is this meant to be a replacement for the question of whether or not property taxes ought to be abolished? In other words, is the Farm Bureau saying, hey, we don't think they ought to be abolished, we just think we need to reform this, and then that'll take care of the problem, or is it a separate question?
Well, we have policy on both reform and elimination of property taxes, and the political realities are that we took the signal that with the failure of Prop 2 that property taxes were, there was not the political will for property taxes to go away, at least whole cloth. So it might be that this is a first step of reform that gets us going the right direction, allows some relief, and then allows folks down the road to decide which of the taxes that have been talked about should be retained versus whether property tax is completely eliminated or if it is maintained in a lesser form.
We're discussing property taxes, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind today for Pete Hannibut?
Hi, no disrespect to the gentleman, but I think he's out of touch with us out here, because if the referendum was held tomorrow, the property tax would be eliminated. An example I give you, I'm a union member, but I'm a Republican. I got a lot of friends that are Democrats. They voted not to eliminate the taxes. And they all tell me theirs has gone up 20% in the last year, 10%, 5%, whatever. And if the vote comes up again, they will vote to get rid of it. So I don't know who he's polling or who he's talking to, but I don't think he's got it right.
I don't take any offense to your suggestion that if it was brought up today, the reality is that it was brought up in the past and it failed. And whether it's brought up again is still in question. So, we're not dealing with the game of woulda, coulda, shoulda. We're dealing with the reality of how we move forward and also the input of the governor's task force. And so this is our stance on what we think is the right way to take measurable, reasonable reform going forward. And if it is a first step, that is great. And if it is the final step, maybe we'll readdress it in the future.
Time for one more call on this issue from the city that last night did not approve a $125 million school improvement plan, probably because of concerns over property taxes. Minot. Here's Daryl. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that measure went down last night. I didn't get to vote on it, but I darn sure would have got the help pay for it. So therefore, I got taxed without representation. I believe we ought to get rid of property tax. Why, when I buy something, can't I just own it? Why do I have to keep buying my property back from the state every year?
Well, I feel like property taxes in a lot of states are unfair to a lot of the taxpayers, and that reform is always needed. And I've got colleagues in a lot of states around the Midwest in the farm bureaus, and property taxes in most of those states are a bit of a challenge for the rural people particularly. They carry the lion's share of the weight in property tax payment. And yet they are not the users that take up most of the resources that property taxes go to pay for. And so serious reform across the entire country of property taxes is a necessary thing. We feel like we have to be smart politically and figure out what will pass the general public and move forward with the reforms we can get now and set ourselves up for the reforms that may be needed in the future.
Daryl, appreciate the call very much. And Pete, thanks for laying this out for us. Give us an update on the Farm Bureau a plan and the will of the delegates, and we'll certainly be following this much closer as we go. This is a debate that's not going away, and appreciate the Farm Bureau's role in informing our listeners about it. Thanks a bunch.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Pete Hannibut, back to your calls on the South Dakota-North Dakota battle on the Time Man of the Year on the Minot School Vote and more straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com, and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Was it me, or was that an unusually short break there? I got caught having one of my favorite PetroServe USA 4-for-4 special cookies there during the break, so I apologize. I'm having a little late breakfast here today. And speaking of the PetroServe USA 4-for-4 deal, I tell you what, every day, all day, that's a special. You know, when we call it a special, it's special in that it's always on. It's always there every day. And it is, by the way, one of those hot stuff personal pan pizzas, one topping, fresh bake, two cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for only $4. 4-for-4 at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. It's a great deal. While you're there, still a chance to register for the Bison Box $10,000 cash giveaway. They give away every weekend through the Bison season, including the playoffs. You play on ESPN at 11 a.m. this Saturday. You can win one of two $500 gift cards. And all you need to do is stop and register at any of the PetroServe USA 21 locations. And by the way, when you fill up, you can choose E15 and save 20 cents a gallon at PetroServe USA branded stores too. Helping America fuel better, PetroServe USA. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. What happened in Minot last night? What's your take on the Minot vote? The headline to me is the low turnout. And that's a concern. Why are people not engaging in the political process? Whether you plan to go, yes, we need the schools, we need the expansion, thumbs up, or whether you plan to go, no, they're going to have to do, you know, more with less like everybody else, whatever. Why do people not go out? I don't understand. Glenn and Minot's next on What's on Your Mind to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Glenn, enlighten us. What happened in Minot last night?
Well, I voted against it simply because I feel that they just asked for too much too quick. I mean, I'm a retired person on a fixed income, and the state gave us a very small tax break, and the public schools want to take it away from us.
So your take on was the figure that they were asking for, $125 million. And I'm going to point back to what Bismarck did with an $80 million, and they needed more. They wanted more, but they felt that at the time that they passed their bond issue, it was too much to ask for from the citizens. Is that the disconnect you get the sense up in Minot?
Well, yeah, I feel that way, too. If they had asked for less and not tried to do so much at one time, it might have passed. For instance, in East Minot, they've got an elementary school out there that they closed a few years ago. And I don't know what's being done with that building. And also, when I went to vote, the school that I voted in, the voting machines were in an empty classroom. So I'm wondering, where is all this student crunch that they're talking about?
Interesting take. Glenn, appreciate the call. Bruce in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this bond issue thing. I think people I talked to said that they had no definite plans. It was all indefinite. If they come out with a firm set of requirements, you know, school buildings, what they're going to put in the school buildings, et cetera, they'd have had a much better chance. But right now, we're just sort of an open checkbook thing.
Well, I know that we had a conversation with folks on both sides of this issue up there, and I recall some pretty specific plans about the schools it would add and what it would pay for. But obviously, Bruce, that information wasn't out there to voters. I mean, I think there's one thing pretty clear. The case was not made to Minot on the need, given the fact that, number one, you have very low turnout, and then obviously the turnout that did come out was 50-50, so it was far short of what it needed to pass. I mean, the case wasn't made. You weren't convinced, right?
The weather had something to do with it, too, but it was pretty darn cold up here yesterday. But there wasn't a lot of public information. I was at least one of the meetings, and everything was very general. If they had been more specific, I think they had a better chance.
So a little bit more accurate information, a little more detailed information, and that may have made a little bit of a difference in the bond issue in Minot. Bruce, what's your sense of where things are going to go now within the community of Minot? They do need some schools. Do you think that there may be a bond issue come back up for a smaller amount to address some of the more focused things? Or what's your sense around the community?
I hope that they come out with a more specific plan.
Smaller number?
Not necessarily, but more detailed. You know, it's very expensive to build schools, particularly with the technical part, you know, the TI part. And none of that's specified. If they come back, do a serious look at what they're going to need, not just floor space, then I think there's a much better chance.
Bruce, thanks for the phone call. If you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can also leave a call off air, 855-200-1776, just press 1, and we had a call come in during the break off air.
Yeah, this guy you got on there at Farm Bureau here now, why are politicians, legislators, why are they so committed to commit high crimes of plunder and control over the people? That seems like that's what all they do. They try to figure out a way to commit crimes against the people. Tax them to death. Okay, bye.
All right, appreciate the call. And by the way, somebody else on the other side of this said, wait till people of North Dakota get their property tax statements. They'll be very happy. Bismarck, 19% reduction. Fargo, 25% reduction. Minot, 25% reduction. Those are very big cuts. No other state's doing that. Measure 2 lost by a huge margin. They are the folks that are out of touch, but they are a very loud group. Who's right? Weigh in, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And if you are getting your property tax statements, are you seeing that kind of reduction in your property tax bill? Let us know what you're finding when you get it, because as Pete mentioned, not enough folks are seeing it, saying anything about it. I mentioned my example. I've heard from a few other folks as well in that neighborhood of 25% below, but tell us what you're finding when you open yours up as well. When you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have an email for you, too, and it's on the North Dakota-South Dakota tit-for-tat. Why should South Dakota be jealous of hyperinflation and out-of-control government spending? In spite of $2 billion tax dollars being spent in oil countries every Tuesday on Energy Matters. You ready, Steve?
Yes.
Steve Bakken and Tim Fisher are panhandling for more tax dollars. But unlike street corner panhandlers, Steve and Tim have the state-run media subsidizing their begging. In the 20 years, North Dakota's oil patch infrastructure will be grossly overbuilt and taxpayers will be pinched for the maintenance cost. North Dakota will become the poster child for corrupt mismanagement of oil reserves, says an emailer who didn't sign the email.
Well, let me address that, and this goes back to the infrastructure needs that are needed right now. Number one, transportation. You cannot argue the fact that transportation needs to be addressed. One of the biggest pet projects that I have going, and I am a huge supporter of, is the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway. That needs to get done. That's not just an oil patch problem. That is a trade issue for the state of North Dakota, and it's at ports to plains. It's from Canada all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Our segment needs to be done. It should have been done 10 years ago, and that would have mitigated a lot of the transportation issues we're having in the oil patch. Drive Highway 85 sometime. The last time I was up there in Watford City, I drove up there. I did about 65 the whole way. The speeds were great. It took me 20 minutes going north. It took me 20 minutes to cross the Long X Bridge from the top of the hill to the top of the other hill. 20 minutes to cross that little tiny stretch. Now, when I came back at night and it was dark, road conditions hadn't changed, but because of the traffic, we were doing 45 to 50 miles an hour if we were lucky. That is because there's no passing lanes, it's a two-lane road, and the traffic is very, very heavy. That's one of the biggest issues that needs to be addressed. That's not a question about being stuck with overbuilding or being stuck with maintenance costs down the road. That's just a project that needs to be done and should have been done a long time ago, and that's one of the many infrastructure projects.
I would also add, by the way, that if you track the investment that the state is putting in and these communities and infrastructure, it certainly mirrors and is in check with what the private sector is investing. Look at the billions of dollars of private money that are going in. And trust me, they're not doing this lightly, thinking this is a 5 or 10 year deal. This is a decades long deal. That's why the rail infrastructure is going there, the pipeline infrastructure is going there. Look at the refineries that are being built. Another one outside the patch announced yesterday in Devil's Lake. I mean, so I think the caller has a little bit of a dour view of the future based on, again, not just the public sector investment, but the private sector investment as well. Rick and Sterling, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the property taxes on Measure 2, I didn't vote for it. But the Monday after the election, they hit us with about a 25% tax increase. They told us we were going to be paying more. It seemed like they just stuck it to us. And so now my taxes are down about 17% this year. I'm not really too excited after they gouged us last year. If they bring it on this year, I'm voting for it. And that's the way I feel about it.
So, supporter of Measure 2, you're looking at more of just make it go away rather than reforming Measure 2 or property taxes in general.
Well, you know what? It seems like that the more money the legislature has, the more they spend. And I think they need to be within their limits. They've got this big windfall of oil money. They keep spending and spending. And yet they raised our property tax 2 years ago. Or was it last year? So, maybe we should take it away from them and make them live within their means a little.
Appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks. We'll see if others agree at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. He didn't make the cut as Man of the Year from Time this year, Steve, but Pope Francis did. What do you think of that pick?
I think they should have picked me.
Wendy says they should pick some hardworking father or mother that dutifully attends a job every day or a stay-at-home mom and isn't picking the limelight and is there for their kids rather than some glamorous public figure on our What's on Your Mind Facebook page. Other reaction from folks, someone said they're glad it's not Miley Cyrus. John said, Yeah, you never know with Time Magazine. Lucas says the Time Magazine Person of the Year is a nothing award, just like the Nobel Peace Prize. John said, would he be Time's Person of the Year if he hadn't made some unfettered capitalism comment? I think, definitely there is a fascination in the mainstream traditional media, Pope Francis, because he is perceived as being sort of an antagonizer to what they view as church doctrine and what the church stands for. They're naive in their, knowledge level of the church, because I think all he's doing is challenging Catholics to live the gospel. And, that's not different than any other pope preceding him. But it's fun to see the fascination of the media in some, because they sort of are like cheerleading him because they see him as sort of poking Catholics in the eye. I don't think that's what he's doing. I don't think he's poking Catholics in the eye. I think he's raising the bar a little bit, challenging us, and prompting some fascinating discussions about a wonderful faith. So it's kind of fun to watch. But anyway, another topic we haven't had a chance to tackle today, but it's on our Facebook page if you want to weigh in. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550 after this timeout on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based breakfast, soups, and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can get to our Facebook or Twitter account by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. The website will take you everywhere you need to go. One of the topics, South Dakota officials and North Dakota officials having a little battle over which state is better off. Todd weighs in. South Dakota, sales taxes, groceries, where in North Dakota allows exemptions for most groceries items. A major problem with these taxes is inflation, with the feds cheapening the dollar by printing more of them. It takes more dollars to pay for products and services, thus increasing all of the taxes in an unfair nature. Getting taxed more because of inflation is not fair to anyone, and especially when tax rates are not indexed to inflation. Couldn't agree with you more.
Ken Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oil extraction tax. North Dakota should double it.
Should double it?
Yes. Might not need more schools because they're impacted by oil. Well, everybody in North Dakota is impacted by oil. But how is oil helping us? The average North Dakotan, the oil activity is not helping the average North Dakotan.
But if you double the extraction tax, though, you're going to push that business out of the state of North Dakota.
No, it's not.
Some are already leaving.
They're still going to do business in North Dakota.
They're not going to do any new business, though, Ken. That's the problem. There's going to be no new business.
By the way, Ken is, maybe I can referee this, because Ken thinks it'll have no impact, and Steve thinks it'll have big impact. I would just ask you both to take a look at history and see when then State Tax Commissioner Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan way back in the 80s said, you know what, let's put an extraction tax in place and then we'll really do well. And look what followed, the bust. So I think history tells us what would happen.
Let me throw this out there, and this is some numbers I pulled up yesterday. North America tight oil supply prices, and that tight oil supply, that's shale by definition. The cost of doing business, this is the oil price, what it costs to drill a barrel of oil. The Monterey in California, first, with about $36 a barrel. The Eagle Ford in Texas is at about $39 a barrel, or actually $49 a barrel. And the Bakken at $50 a barrel. So at $55 a barrel, the price of oil, we're still making a profit here in North Dakota. So that's the difference. We can have cheap oil prices and still do business in North Dakota. You increase that extraction tax, you're going to change those margins a great deal.
Ken, anything else?
But who? I would like to know who came up with those margins, who came up with those figures. It would be oil people. Again, back in the 80s, oil didn't win because of oil extraction tax. It left because of cheap oil overseas. And
but
so they just saved it for now.
Ken, we're not going to solve this today, but I would just ask you to think about just basic economics. I mean, capital is going to go where it gets the best rate of return. So, you know, and costs are real. I mean, every industry expert will tell you that. I mean, to get oil out of the ground in North Dakota is costly given the shale play, but also the weather conditions, so there's a lot of impacts there. But appreciate your input, and off-air call wants to weigh in on the property tax questions as well.
Hey, guys, I'm a listener. I live in West Fargo. I work out in the Bakken. Say, with regard to property tax, I remember when the issue came up on the ballot, the government or whoever they are spent tens of thousands of dollars in advertising saying, oh, the cops are going to go away, and if your house burns down, you aren't going to have a fire department and all these things. And I think that's one of the reasons why they had a big effect on why it didn't pass last time. With regard to the school bonding issues, I'm tired of it. I mean, in West Fargo, they had to have $86 million a couple of years ago to fix overpopulation in the schools. $86 million. I think they spent it about 15 minutes, and less than a year later, we had a news story locally where, oh, no, we need to raise taxes, do another bonding issue, because guess what? The schools are, there's too many kids in our schools, and they're overpopulated again. I mean, it's just a never-ending issue. So with the people in Minot, don't let them have it. I don't know what's going on in Minot or not, but it's just, you know, in West Fargo, $86 million. A year later, they didn't fix the problem that they needed the $86 million to fix. Anyway, thanks, guys. Love your radio station. Keep up the good work. God bless. Bye.
Thanks for the phone call. We're running up against the break. Let's try to get one more call in about 45 seconds. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I agreed with email that says Steve Bakken and Tim Fisher are panhandling for tax dollars. They're being subsidized by the state media. And that I came to that conclusion after listening to a program about the ports. This is Energy Matters, the Ports and Plains Corridor. You guys were begging for money for a four-lane on Highway 85. And Joe Kelly said the right-of-way cost per acre for developing that four-lane is $145,000 an acre. And he said, well, what's the answer? And Kelly said, quote, don't make the same mistake twice, unquote. Well, what does that mean? That means the hyperinflation caused by the Industrial Commission's policies is considered a mistake when it affects the oil industry, but when it affects North Dakota's most valuable citizens, oh, it's the free market. Abolish property taxes. YesM2.com. Thank you.
All right, Mark, thank you. And by the way, Mark called yesterday and had a question for Senator Hovind about a hearing and wanted to play a clip when we had just a few short minutes left with Governor Hovind. I promised to play that clip, but we didn't actually play that yesterday. I remembered that after the show that I promised to play it. It is a good clip. It actually was from a hearing in the House and specifically had a professor, Jonathan Turley, who's a great constitutional expert, in a little clip. I promise we'll play that maybe tomorrow on the program for Congressman Kramer. How about that? We could do that, since we'll do the Talk Radio Town Hall with him tomorrow and much more. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon, we're out of time. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. God bless you.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottled root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.